Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me. Someone came up to me the other day and said, "Dr. J., I'm really in a dilemma here. I'm not quite sure what to do or how to do it." To know what to do, let's think about it this morning. The idea of knowing what to do and how to do it is an idea of confidence unfolding. When we apply it in the right way, we are moving from fullness and not from emptiness into a new experience. It was Herbert Spencer who said, "Among the mysteries which become more mysterious, the more they are thought about, there will ever remain the one absolute certainty that we are ever in the presence of the infinite energy from which all things proceed. One power, everywhere at once, everything that has been, everything that will be, all happening at once within itself. It made everything, and it only had itself to make everything out of. Therefore, everything you are is it. And when you start from that identification, what you're starting from is a sense of strength, a sense of unlimited intelligence unfolding." Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 35 of the Science of Mind textbook, "There is one energy back of all that is energized. This energy is in everything. There is one spirit back of all expression." He also pointed out, as other great thinkers and teachers have taught, throughout the age we are in truth spirit having a human experience. Dr. Holmes said once that if we want to stop having so many human problems, stop acting so human. God is spirit. Those who honor it in spirit are honoring it in the right way. Why? Because, as our friends in Hinduism point out, Namaste, the God in me, the Christ in me, the love in me, the intelligence within me, the unlimited beauty of God, of joy, of celebration in me, greets the same thing in you. Namaste. You see, today, my friends, you can recognize all spirit, and you can know that it is right where you are. Today, you can let go and know that your mind is filled with vitality, filled with creativity. Why? Because it is the mind of God, the mind of infinite intelligence in you as you. You are created according to what? You are created according to your own pattern of individuality. And when you recognize that, you are free. Know the truth. It'll set you free. Your creative thought is acted upon by what? It is acted upon by the law of mind. And because it is acted on by the law of mind, it becomes manifest in your experience as your experience and mine. What if you understand right now you always make the right decision based on the information you have at hand, and if you have more information, make another decision? I'm teaching a class right now on The Power of Decision, one of the greatest books ever written. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker wrote this book. He was a great friend of mine. And all of the New Thought teaching, he taught very clearly that all of that is necessary for you or me to know in our business life, in our personal life, in the life of our health, is that within us that knows what to do and how to do it, and all we have to do is get our bloated nothingness, as Emerson said, out of the way, and know that whatever we know and need to know is immediately made known to us. New opportunities open up. And my friends, when new opportunities are open to you, all you have to do is identify yourself with them, and the way is made clear to you how to be responsible for them. You are the essence of life, and it is now expressing through you as you. And today, if you let go and let your belief system manifest from God, not just about God, but as God thinks, as God loves, as God moves forward and unfolds. Dr. Barker used to point out, in a wonderful affirmation, "God loves the world by means of me," that we are responsible for this awareness of the truth of ourself. You are one with the universal presence, And right now, you can know and understand your true relationship with this source of life and free yourself into a greater experience than you've ever known. Isaiah 35:4 says, "Say to them that they are of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not." Eliminate fear from your thinking. We're not here to fear God. We're here to understand it and apply it as our life experience. Let's look at your body. Can you say today, my body is perfect, and know what you're talking about? That your health is perfect, that your ability to be intelligent and a creative expression of life is perfect? Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 34 in the beginning of the Science of Mind textbook, "The mind which we discover within us is the mind that governs everything. This is the thing itself, and we should recognize its simplicity." My friends, the higher you go in consciousness, the simpler the definition becomes. The definition of what? Of you and your experience in this thing called life. There's nothing to overcome. There's just an idea to release and a new idea to accept. You see, that which you are is what you are. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to beg it. You don't have to beseech it. You don't have to be saved from anything except your own nonsense. The Dr. Holmes used to point out that the only thing we need to be saved from is people trying to save us, because the only thing we really need to be saved from is our own nincompoopery, our own nonsense. Stop living your life at the level of a superstitious idea of God and let your intelligence take over. Allow yourself to become a creative thinker, not about oneness, but as oneness creates. You are one with God, infinite mind, infinite intelligence, and you live and move and have your being in this infinite presence always. When you realize, as it says, there is no great, no small, no high, no low, you begin to understand very clearly that there is only the animating principle of being, this one perfect life in you as you flows through everything you're involved in. It flows through all, and you are part of the perfection of infinite mind in action. And when you know this, every cell and organ of your body is operating the way it should in its natural state, which is health. Why? Because it is the manifestation of a spiritual idea. Right now, this morning, accept and know that this spiritual pattern is the law of perfection for your body, for every cell in your body, every fiber of your being. Know that God cooperates with you. It cooperates with your next idea. So pay attention to your next idea. God cooperates with you when you cooperate with God. What if you could wake up this morning and hear what I'm about to say and make it worth your while to turn this program on and hear this morning? What if you could wake up this morning and affirm, I am able to accept God's perfection in my life only as I use this creative spirit, this medium of spirit, this power of spirit in a positive and wonderful way? Now, what does this do? It releases you from all sense of responsibility that you have to make it happen. The only responsibility you have is to discover how to let it happen and know that the power within you does the work. My friends, you and everybody on this planet is surrounded by a spiritual reality, and all you have to do is wake up to it and affirm and know, I am that which thou art that which I am. Today, know that the spirit individualized in you is God ever expressing through you as you. There is a universal urge to express life. You are expressing it at this very moment, this perfect life. So have an ever-increasing awareness today, an ever-increasing awareness of the reality that your life bears witness to the fact of your understanding. Allow yourself to move forward in a happy and beautiful way. Don't deny the physical condition of sickness or the experience of unhappiness, but do affirm that it does not have to be that way anymore. Right now, realize that peace is at the center of your being, and any outer conflict, I don't care what it is, beginning right now, it has vanished. Your word right now is the law of right action unto everything you experience today. Know this. Understand this. This is not wishful thinking. This is stating positively, from an inner assurance, the good that you desire and knowing it's good enough to be true, and all of a sudden any answer you need in your life is immediate and certain. Why? Because you are trusting the living spirit within you to do what it knows how to do. So maybe today you need to re-educate yourself. The more I know, the more I know there's more to know. Sometimes what we think we know gets in the way of what we can know, my friends. I've gone through this, you've gone through this, everyone has. When I was a child, I thought as a child, but then I put away childish things. Now, we're also told to become as a little child. That doesn't mean to be childish. It means to be childlike. It's to have that unqualified, I expect the best attitude about life. I believe in the law of cause and effect, and I know as you believe in the law of cause and effect, you know that every idea that you think is fulfilled with mathematical certainty. Right now, you have, if you pay attention to it, a great sense of security. Why? Because when you choose right ideas, the security of that choice becomes a strength. My friend, you are filled with divine energy right now. You don't have to get it from somewhere else. You are free right now, today, beginning this morning, to express the spirit within you in a new and happy and healthier and more positive way. This is what this program, The Power of Positive Purpose, is all about. Right now, your freedom is ready, willing, and able to increase as you increase your understanding of this infinite law, this law of mind within you. In Psalms 49:3, it says, "My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding." Are you speaking with wisdom today? Dr. Holmes says on page 84 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Did God make law? It is impossible to conceive that it was ever created. Therefore, law must be coexistent and co-eternal with spirit, a part of the causeless nature of the divine reality." The law is that which operates on your idea of you and then comes forth as event. It comes forth as experience. I have been teaching for 34 years the realization that your world is thick thought. My beautiful wife and co-pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal, is teaching a wonderful class on Albert Einstein and Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha. Albert Einstein said these words. Listen to the metaphysics involved in this understanding. Quote, Albert Einstein, "It is enough for me to contemplate the mystery of conscious life, perpetuating itself through all eternity, to reflect upon the marvelous structure of the universe, which we can dimly perceive, and to try to humbly to contemplate and comprehend even an infinitesimal part of the intelligence manifest in nature." Think about it. The whole spirit is right where you are, as Dr. Holmes says on page 112 of the Science of Mind textbook, correlating this same idea of Albert Einstein. The whole of spirit, he says, is potentially focused in our individual objective consciousness, but we have not yet evolved to a realization of this except in a slight degree. No matter how much you think you know about infinite mind in you as you have only scratched the surface.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. A few months ago, I discovered the most amazing book entitled Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings, edited by Thomas J. McFarlane. This collection juxtaposes modern science with ancient Eastern thought and shows how both paths lead us to truth. If you are interested in physics, metaphysics, Eastern spirituality, or all of the above, you do not want to miss my new class based on Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings. Class meets tonight, Wednesday, October 28th, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Please feel free to drop in and sample the class for no charge whatsoever. We would love to have you. In November, our Wednesday evening program will be facilitated by the brilliant Reverend Christy Hardwick. Reverend Christy will lead a book study on The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. The Biology of Belief bridges the world of our mind and the world of our body into one idea of fully conscious living. To find out more about Reverend Christy and her amazing talent, visit her at spiritedcontribution.com and be sure to join us Wednesdays in November. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
We have an opportunity every day to sit back and observe the world around us, the nature around us, the joy around us, the love around us. Today, you have, again, the opportunity as an integral part of this universe to discover more about yourself than you've ever known. No matter how the world defines it, each one of us is a spiritual substance formed according to the law of God. And when we know this and know we know it, a deep sense of security comes over us in knowing that the great power which has fashioned every single one of us, it is all around us, it is within us, we move through it, from it, to it. This power is instantly and always available to us. And when you know this and act as if you do, all of a sudden you become the power of positive purpose and action. As I say quite often, based on my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, when you allow yourself to set a goal, ask yourself, what is my purpose for achieving this goal? Become one with the purpose. Think as the purpose. Act as the purpose. Give as the purpose. Receive as the purpose. And the goal will take care of itself and better. All you have to do is meditate on this spiritual reality, and you will automatically receive inspiration beyond anything you've ever known before. What a great thing it is when you meet people who are clear enough in their understanding of themselves that they begin to inspire themselves. Stop waiting for anything or everything in the world to do it for you when you have the power to do it yourself. How? By understanding that that which moves through you as you can accomplish anything. With God, all things are possible. We are told Psalms 139:17 affirms, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. Think greater thoughts today, my friends. Demand of yourself great achievements today. Do this and you will be celebrating the one power that responds to your demand. You will be celebrating. Within you, as you right now, you can find the solution to every problem that confronts you. As my friend Reverend Ike used to say, we need to get rid of any kind of thinking that is less than beautiful. We need to allow ourselves to know that we are operating from a recession-proof mind. Infinite mind unfolds unto you every action you take today. And when you let this understanding guide you, you are firmly believing it is true. And when you do, you are celebrating the fact that thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. You are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You are not the thought and you're not the thing. You are the thinker. Get back to the thinker and you're free. I love what Dr. Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook on page 47 when he points out, the mind must conceive before the creative energy can produce. We must supply the avenue through which it can work. It is ready and willing. It is its nature to spring into being through our thought and action. Now, if you know today that thoughts are things, and if you're listening to this program, you probably do know this. All you have to do today is allow yourself to quietly contemplate the idea of, again, your goal. Quietly contemplate the concept of your perfect health. Quietly contemplate the concept of new opportunities opening up to you. The challenge you have is to know that in anything you need in your life, whether it's a relationship, happiness, good opportunity, new job, any kind of greater good unfolding, know that it is something that you can give your best to and you will love doing it. Now, your knowledge of the nature of infinite spirit does what? It enables you to speak your word at the level of unwavering belief. And that unwavering belief is based on your reality that there is something greater than you right now that made you out of itself, that's ready to become your next idea. Pay attention to your next idea. You see, this infinite intelligence reveals to us the perfection which is already within us when we let go and let it do it. Today, know that your body is moving forward free as health unfolding. Know that there's no congestion, no inaction. Know today there's perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. It is a result of the word you speak, which is affirming your natural state, which is health. If you're involved with doctors and medicine, know that God is the doctor, God is the medicine, God is the synchronicity involved in everything you need to know to manifest your perfect health. Know there is no necessity of anything contrary to the idea of infinite spirit, because the nature of the law within you is to allow you the freedom of life. Accept that freedom today. Know the truth. It will set you free as you increase this inner awareness. As you do this today, pay attention. Observe yourself as you do it. Observe yourself as you increase your inner awareness and recognize the infinite presence within you and make the demand on your consciousness to constantly feel this perfection of your inner self in such a way that it becomes an ongoing, never-ending 24/7 celebration. So be joyous today, my friends. Be joyous in thought. Be joyous knowing that all is well with you, all is well within everything you touch, everything you're involved in. If you enter the life of any person, place, or thing today, a blessing has entered their life. And that blessing is you. Get out of indecision. Decide to decide in the right way. Know that if you decide today to let go of any cause for limitation in your life and accept it with a new cause, which is the fulfillment of itself as wholeness unfolding, understanding that there is a power greater than you are, all you have to do is let go and calmly accept right answers and solutions, and you discover that immediately you stop struggling. Right now, know that God is all in all, and all that infinite intelligence has is yours. In Psalms 91:2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Trust this infinite intelligence, my friend. Trust this divine beauty that unfolded as you in a beautiful and loving way, and know that there is something waiting to sustain you in such a way that your manifestation becomes greater than anything you've ever experienced before. Emanuel Swedenborg points out we have an interior awareness, a spiritual sense. Isn't that what we're talking about this morning? Waking up as the spiritual sense of self in action? On page 343 of the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Holmes says the only God man knows is the God of his own inner life. He can know no other. My friends, there is but one perfect life, the infinite cosmic consciousness which we call God. Today, your opportunity to recognize this life is around and through you. Why? Because it is your life right now. Today, know that you are animated by pure spirit, that you are an individualized entity, complete and whole in spirit, and as you become more and more aware of this wonderful truth, you free yourself from what? You free yourself from all anxieties, all cares. Forgive today. Forgive yourself as we are told. Forgive yourself as others forgive you. Forgive yourself and let go and move forward today. Know that the universe holds nothing against you. Why? Because God is love and love is all. Know today that you are free to express love, to express harmony, to express peace to each and everyone you contact today, and know that your peace and action blesses and heals them consciously or unconsciously. Today, let ideas of abundance, ideas of health, ideas of well-being, let these ideas be your ideas today. Have faith that these ideas are yours right now. The one and only power that is everywhere at once sustains and protects you every moment of your life, and nothing less than the positive can befall you. Lift up, we are told. Lift up your eyes unto the hills, which means that you are lifting your eyes unto the higher understanding of yourself and realizing today that your oneness with this great wisdom, this great love, this great truth is always everything you are. Know today that your soul is filled with peace. Know today that there is something in your experience that knows that there is something wonderful happening right now. And the wonderful that is happening right now, my dear friends, is you. It is a wonderful thing to be you. Know this today, and let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. To download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m. Thank you.